Good morning on this Mothering Sunday on the 22nd of March. I am Dean Clark Peasy, a deacon and a preacher here at Wollaston Baptist Church. Welcome and thank you for joining us this morning. This is a short message based on Jeremiah 29. What are you most scared of? Spiders? Snakes? The dark, possibly? Maybe all three. According to those who claim to be in the know, there is one thing, probably, that we are all more scared of. And that is the unknown. At the moment, the coronavirus, or COVID-19 as it is also known, is wreaking havoc on the world. In so many ways, there is real suffering and real hardship. Thankfully, in the UK at this time, the death toll is lower than in many places. But any loss is a real loss, wherever that is, and it is heartfelt by those affected. So, this is not a fear without reason. But this morning, I want to turn our attention not to this source of apprehension and fear, but to the source of our solution. The truth is that none of us knows what the next day has in store. But if we have our lives committed to God in Jesus Christ, then we may not know what the future holds, but we do know who holds the future. The Old Testament tells us of an instant when God's people were going through a very difficult patch, and God speaks into the situation through the prophet Jeremiah. We hear these words: I know the plans I have for you, plans for good and not for evil, plans to give you a hope and a future. This message can be for us today as well. It does not mean that everything will always be easy in the days ahead or will always go according to our plans. There will be difficult times. That is certain. We live in a broken and fallen world, and that is just part of it. That is part of the deal when we came onto this planet, when we were born. But the real message here is that there is a God who is in control. A God who holds our future in his hands. This is a God whose hands, through Jesus Christ, healed the sick, raised the dead, and blessed the poor. Corinthians 13 speaks of faith, hope, and love. Know this, we have a God who is bigger than any problem. Believe that. That's faith. We have a God who offers us eternal life and life to the full today. Grab hold of that. That is hope. And we also have a God who cares and loves us with yes, an undying love. The Bible tells us that nothing can take us out of the Father's hands. In the award-winning book The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Night Time, the main character in the book believes that it will be a good day if he sees more than 3 red cars in a row as he walks along the road. But if the first thing he sets his sight on as he travels is a yellow car, the day will not go well. And if there are 4 yellow cars in a row, then, well, it's going to be a black day. You better just batten down the hatches, because nothing good is going to come your way. Prepare for the worst. Praise God that this is so different for the person who trusts in Jesus. Listen to the words from Psalm 125, verse 1. Those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken, but endures forever. So as we travel on together, on into 2020, I'd like to encourage you to never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. A God who cares. A God who has made himself known in the person of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. On this Mothering Sunday, we thank you, Father, for family life, which can also be a source of stability. But we thank you, Lord, most of all, for the greatest source of stability, which is being in relationship with you. A God who revealed himself to the world in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for all the good things that you bring into our lives. And we thank you in the good days and the difficult days that you promise to be with us by your Spirit. Amen. So thank you for being with us and joining us on this message this morning. Bless you. Have a good day. Thank you.